Are you a band or musician located in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland? We're now accepting entries for Shindig 2008. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country artist or a 10-piece punk band.
You'll need to send us a minimum 3-song demo of original material, plus your contact information. Put everything in an envelope. Mail it or drop it off before August 8th to Shindig 2008, CITR Radio, number 233/6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada.
We also love web-based submissions, such as ones via MySpace or electronic press kits. Please email shindig.08@gmail.com.
You know, as much as I hate to brag about Shindig, I must say tonight we got a Shindig for you that is so far in, it's out of sight.
GoGreenCellos.com and the Pemberton Festival now have a direct cello service all weekend long from Vancouver right to the festival gates. GoGreenCellos.com is your alternative to high fuel and parking costs, with return tickets just $70 when purchased before July 10th.
That's right, there are ways to go green without spending a lot of green.
Want to find out what going green really means? Want to find ways to save money and conserve resources like energy and water?
GoGreenCellos.com. You do the partying, we'll get you there.
ጤና ይስጥልኝ እንደምን አመሻችሁ ከዚህ ቀጥሎ ዜና እናሰማለን በቅድሚያ ማርስተ ዜና
አድማጮቻችን እንደምን አደራችሁ እኔ ወርቁ አያለው ነኝ ከሲያቲአር 11.9 ኤፍኤም የዘፈን ምርጫ ማስተላልፍላችሁ የዛሬውን የዘፈን ምርጫ ማቀርብላችሁ ሲሆን ይሄንን ዘፈን ከሲያቲአር 11.9 ኤፍኤም ሬዲዮ ጣቢያ ነው ማስተላልፍላችሁ ወርቁ አያለው ነኝ መልካም የዘፈን ምርጫ ይሁንላችሁ
You are listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I like that band a lot. They got a lot of songs to play. That's the Kinks. We have so many little gems of Kinks collections in the library at CITR, and I thought that I'd play another one. It's called the Kinks Collection. I've been playing the heck out of this one where it's the Kinks live at the BBC, and there's three times that they performed live one right at the beginning of their career. Really quite amazing. Some of those songs are awesome. That's probably one of their older gems. The song is that Things Are Getting Better. Wonderfully done by Ray Davies and his Kinks. His brother is in the band too, and he's good. Why do I keep doing this? It's the second half of the Parts Unknown show, pre-recorded for you. I want to hype just a little bit more the show that's going to happen this Thursday, the 10th. It is Eric's Trip and Dog Day at the Plaza Club. I just really like them, and it's kind of, a lot of people go to see an old band at the Red Robinson showroom to see, you know, like, oh, I don't know, Foreigner. And, oh, man, you know, you got to play Cold as Ice. It's maybe the same for a lot of people that were once young in the 90s, and it's 2008, now, you know, hitting late 20s, early 30s. It's great to reminisce. Reminisce on Thursday at the Plaza Club with Eric's Trip.
We'll be right back. of strength, but keep you all locked up. Seems the more you try to pick at them, the worse we get blocked up.
It's
I needed pop. Thank you for letting me have that. The Doves. Three really, really old songs to start the 2 o'clock hour, the second hour of the Parts Unknown show. From some cities, have they come up with something else? I don't know. I just, oh gosh, with the way the drums come in, I just love that sound. It's just so crisp. Before that, one of my favorite songs of all time, Purple and Gray by the Local Rabbits. Not a band anymore, but a couple of the members are still doing things. Peter Elkis went on tour with Joel Matlin. Yes. No, Joel Plaskett, formerly from Thresh Hermit. But they were together, and this is it. Here we go. Awesome album. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, it's so good. So I say. Before that was a band that every once in a while, because the kids crave it, and geezers do too, they crave an Eric's Trip reunion. They're coming on Thursday. This is the last I'm going to say about it. Except for one more thing. Party at Ben Lai's place beforehand. Everyone's invited. I want to get into a band that's also coming to town. Well, two bands that are coming to town. I believe Abe Vigoda are coming along for the ride with No Age. But I might be wrong, but I don't think I am. Let's see what they're doing the 24th. Oh, look. Yes. With Mika Miko, No Age, and Abe Vigoda all playing together at Richards on Richards, July 24th. Looks to be a pretty good show. The Abe Vigoda, all those guys are really, really nice. If you're a struggling Canadian band and you want to play LA, they always seem to be your hookup. So you just remember that, kids. You just remember that. First up, this is the song Eraser by the band No Age from LA, from their very popular album Nouns. This is the second track.
Thank you. Oh.
I thought that would work. I, in my opinion, it did. This is 101.9 CITR. The Parts Unknown Show is here. Good. That was King Darvis. Darvis? King Darvis? I like it. It was the second track. It just this one guy. Okay. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I went to see Jonathan Richman. I'll tell you about King Darvis in a sec. I went to see Jonathan Richman last week, and charismatic gent. So many people were stunned, bewildered by the guitar virtuosity of this man and his very awesome lyrics. They're so great. You know the song Lesbian Bar? Awesome. Good song. There was something that was bothering me. The guy didn't have a guitar strap, and he was playing all these wild guitar patterns, just holding up the guitar. I know it wasn't a heavy guitar, but it bothered the heck out of me. Let it go, Chris. Let it go. King Darvis, I played something from his recent release, The Sun Splits for The Blind Swimmer. The song was All in My Sleep. I like his voice, like the way it chugs along. Very nice. I want to also tell you that I played some T-Rex. I saw it dangling in the CD library. I thought it would go well with what I played, Endless Boogie. I heard a lot about this. I think it's just a gentleman that loves to do guitar solos. There's this one song, and I really wanted to play it for you, but I didn't know if you would. It's 9 minutes, and the guitar solos is really good, and he just does a lot of weird, like, a lot of gurgles and spits, and that's okay. That's okay. A lot of coughs as well. And doesn't really say many words like he did it say in that song. It was a little catchier, a little quicker. I thought that you might like it. Endless Boogie, the cover. Just big mountain of a man. You just see a picture of this guy in a field. Huge guy in a nice suit, long hair. He's going somewhere. Don't know where. That was Endless Boogie. And I began with Abe Vigoda and No Age playing very soon. Oh, gosh. I just figured something out. I'm double booking myself. There is a show that is happening at the Ukrainian Hall at the same time, I believe. If I said July 24th, Jason Anderson and Harry and the Potters show is going on at the same time. What have I done all my life? Go to as many shows in a night as I possibly can. I see no problem. Let us go on. I got a couple more tunes. I have about 24 minutes to cram a whole bunch of good songs in. My friend Salen was telling me that I might like this band High Places. It's not bad. It's a little too... There's not too many catches for me. It's not as catchy as I thought it would be. No worries. I found a really good song, and I think you'll like it. But I like to begin. It's dedicated to an elementary school. It's dedicated to maybe their elementary school, all four of them. I don't know. But I thought that the Music Roots album, the third track from the 2006 version of the Music Roots. It has all those kids, a whole bunch of kids playing crazy percussion instruments, teacher announcing them. It's really quite wonderful. I'll leave it to the teacher to introduce these lads.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Parade of Noises 2006. This is the fourth consecutive year that we do this. My name is Richard Marcella. Since October 2005, we've been working with about 700 grade 4 kids. And it's a real thrill to see the majority of you here today. Just like to thank you all for coming again. Tonight could get a little bit loud. It's not It's not our intent to annoy you, but we're just celebrating the fact that we've come up with this very strange sound with all of our homemade instruments. So thank you for your attendance.
Thank you. girl gather wood. What I do, I'll do good. And when I have it in my fingers, I hope I know. It wasn't the hunting that led me there. It was the ice in my hair. It was the nights long lying. It was winter's width. Hunting that led me there. It was my new baby stare. It was my slow, slow plodding. It was the way I lied.
I'm not sure if that is on the new EP that Mount Eerie put out. I just like the song, and I got it off the MySpace site. Saotir doesn't have it yet, so, or maybe never. Maybe they never will. Depends on Luke's mood. He might just like, you know how many times he's done that? Every album that I've ever tried to put out, I kid. That's Mount Eerie from Anacortes, Washington. That is so great. I got kicked out of the Department of Safety once because they thought I was some kind of kook. Not a kook. I have a fantastic song, though, called It's Not the Hunting. Also, I played some Beechwood Sparks from their very first album. I quite like it. I played something from the first album a couple weeks ago to promote. It was last month, actually. It was to promote the Sub Pop Festival, which I thought was in June. I thought it was the June 11th, 12th, 13th. It's not. Oh, it's not. It's this coming weekend. And all my buddies are going, and I'm not. But I hope they have a great time. It sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. I have no idea where Redmond is in relation to Seattle, but whatever. I bet it's going to be fantastic. Mudhoney, Airstripper reforming, Comets on Fire reforming for this. It looks to be splendid. Fleet Foxes, whom I played. I played some Fleet Foxes. I said it was going to be the last time I played it one more time. That was the last time. I thought I was trying to find something that went well with High Places. And I think that Fleet Foxes went just splendidly. What I want to play now is some Ren Chico Run. I played this song before. It is pretty wonderful. I've been waiting so long for them to put this song on some kind of recorded disc. They finally did. This is Invisible from their EP called Rocket Surgery. I hope that you enjoy it. It is a quick one, but it's a good one. Oh, it's a good one. Thank you. Introduction to commemorate the song Invisible by Run Chico Run. Perfect. Hey, that wasn't supposed to... What the hell? I bet something crazy is going on in here. Something is going on. I can't find it. Anyway, well, let's see if I can still play it. If I can still play it, then I'm going to play it. Let's see if it's... Darn it. Why is it doing that? Oh, well, we'll see what happens. And hopefully something good will come of it. I was going to have this as my last song, and I have no idea why it's playing. And it's still playing, isn't it? All right, well, let's see. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to play it. And then I'm going to stop it. And then nothing happens. I've been really getting into this gentleman. He passed on a while ago. His name's Exuma, and this song is pretty fantastic, and you kind of played it blended in with Run Chico Run there. A good ending song, I think. He was raised in the Bahamas, had a whole bunch of albums from 1970 to 1986, and his first couple albums are really quite fantastic. The first one's really good. It's got a song called Obia Man. This is really good too. This is a song called Snake, and I hope that you enjoy it. Thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves. I will see you next week.